this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Now on Money News, making sense of the share market with Roger Montgomery.
Well, can I tell you, Roger Montgomery, good evening to you. How are you?
Oh, Ross, I'm well. How are you?
Very, very well. Lots of people fired up about energy and electricity prices this evening.
It sounds like it. It really is a rapidly changing environment. So you tend to get a lot of volatility when technology changes and the direction changes. And so I'm not surprised that so many people are up in arms because there's lots of fits and starts.
Well, the problem is Australia was always a country that was blessed with cheap energy and electricity prices. Exactly. And as a result, we attracted a lot of industry, such as the aluminium smelters, the steelworks, all these types of things that rely on cheap electricity. And let's be honest, consumers have always done very well. Now, the fact is that we have gone from being one of the cheapest sources of electricity in the world to one of the most expensive. And yet the natural resources are still there. It seems odd to most people to figure out that government policy could have caused this mess so quickly.
Well, that's the issue, Ross. It isn't actually a question about the source of the energy. It's a policy setting issue, and it's poor policy and poor management, and that's what it comes down to.
Okay.
That's what Adelaide suffered from earlier.
Well, you wouldn't really be a manufacturer who needed a bit of electricity and needed to be having a reliable source and then setting up in South Australia right now, would you, for example?
It's crazy. You know, you've got American manufacturing companies paying 3.9 cents per kilowatt hour, and in Australia we're paying 58 cents a kilowatt hour. It's just insane.
Okay, just very quickly, are you starting to see any value jump out of the stock market post the earnings season?
Yeah, it's interesting actually. There's some value around the place actually. I'm really quite surprised. I think in aggregate, let me warn though, that in aggregate the market is fully priced. And when I say fully priced, it's about fair value to a little bit expensive, and that's why we've got about 27% of the fund in cash. But there are a couple of individual companies that are popping up that look interesting. I've talked about REA before. We've got a valuation between $60 and $80, depending on what scenario we attribute with respect to their price rises. We think they're going to make more money as the property market matures, and they'll make more money for three reasons. One, there'll be more listings. Number two, people will have to list for longer in order to sell. And number three, people are going to compete to sell, and so they'll pay up for the premier ads or their premium ads.
Roger, I've got to keep on moving tonight. I do apologise. We're short of time. Roger Montgomery, Montgomery Investment Management there.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.